the bridge, we had to sit around and talk about for a while. So that was maybe a half hour. And the last verse was also about a half hour of sitting and talking.
How did you choose The Red Rubber Balloon, which has been such a hit, that was written by Paul Simon?
Well, Paul wrote this Red Rubber Balloon song along with Bruce Woodley of the Seekers. Some people call it Red Rubber Balloon by mistake sometimes. And I was drifting around Greenwich Village with very little to do, and they had a demo of this lying around somewhere. I heard it and I really thought it was great, and so I knew the Circle had a session coming up in February, so we got together and fooled around with it, and that's what came out.
You are, the three of you, noted for your good grooming. How do you dare to be different when so many of these groups seem to go so far out?
Well, that's what we've noticed. They all go far out, you know, and it seems like the thing to do. Like, well, it'll get more bizarre, and you'll get further in, and longer hair, and bigger polka dots, you know,
right.
And larger stripes.
Wider ties.
And a more surly attitude, and,
yes.
and don't take a bath for longer. So we figured that this is, like, no longer really important.
Marty, what do you think of the way girls are dressing today? Do you like the long hair? Do you prefer the short Sassoon cut? Do you like the mini skirts?
Oh, mini skirts. I like the mini skirts.
You do?
Well, I like long straight hair.
Do you agree, Don? You have any thoughts on it?
I think it's time that girls started getting short hair, because hair is something that, what do they call it, a vestigial organ, right?
Yes.
Something that's not used, right? And hair is, in the human race now, is... Like, I guess when humans sort of first became humans from apes, hair was an important thing. It was like a protection,
warm.
Yeah. But hair is nothing now, and therefore I think it's time that hair started going.
So we should all go bald.
Well, I do want to thank you, the Circle, Don,
thank
Tom,
you.
And Marty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Why don't you show me some love? and tell me that you care. I close my eyes and all I can see are the times you've spent alone with me. And you know, even though it's painful, I'll always cherish these sweet chance. It's called the brain. Yeah. It's called the brain. Well, I pushed that button that had no name. That's when the brain went insane.
I'm the brain.
He's the brain.
Doing the brain.
Don't you lose your
Only comes the time of year. Word is out about town to lift a glass. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. That's enough. Beautiful Christmas. Christmas. Spirits up, here tonight. Beautiful Christmas. Beautiful Christmas. A wonderful Christmas.
favorite sound. So, anyone's here?
Oh. A gripping motion picture about a killer's perverted hunger aroused to an animal frenzy. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror.
Adeus. İşgüdara'yı derken aldı da bir yağmur. İşgüdara'yı derken aldı da bir yağmur. Katibimin satırızı uzun etey camur. Katibimin satırızı uzun etey camur. Katib uykudan uyanmış gözleri mahmur. Katib uykudan uyanmış gözleri mahmur. Katibin min bin katibin el karışur. Katibin mi satırete palto ne güzel yaraşur.
Üsküdar'a is a little town in Turkey. And in the old days, many women had male secretaries. Oh well, that's Turkey.
Üsküdar'a giderken bir mendil buldum. Üsküdar'a giderken bir mendil buldum. Mendilimin içine de lokum doldurdum. Mendilimin içine de lokum doldurdum.
They take a trip from Üsküdar'a in the rain, and on the way they fall in love. He's wearing a stiff collar and a full-dress suit. She looks at him longingly through her veil and casually feeds him candy. Oh, those Turks.
Katibim araiken yandım da buldum. Katibim araiken andım da buldum. Katibinim bin katibin el karışur. Katibim köleli de gömlek ne güzel yaraşur. Katibim araiken yandım da buldum. Katibim araiken yandım da buldum. Katibimin bin katibin el karışur. Katibim köleli de gömlek ne güzel yaraşur. Katibim köleli de gömlek ne güzel yaraşur.
Close to try to get to you, boy. moan when I come near. Don't bite my neck, don't scratch my eyes. I'll take away those not lies. A man's a man, a rat's a rat, so swing.
And now, here's your DJ's most hated record of the week.
Oh my God, no!
I'm not talking. What I have to say, if I said things were splendid, someone would be offended. If I said things were awful, it might just be unlawful. I'm not talking, it just don't pay. I'm not talking. Don't ask me what it's all about. I used to think I knew it, but man, I just outgrew it. The things that really matter don't mix with idle chatter, and that's one thing that I can do without. What I'm gonna do, the things I say at midnight, I might not say in daylight. I've reached a firm conclusion, it only breeds confusion. So don't call me daddy, I'll call you. I'm not talking.
I want a guy to love me with a passion, faithfully, tenderly. I want a guy who'll cross the oceans wide for me and brave the stormy sea. I want a guy to take me in his arms and hold me tight, kiss me goodnight. I want a guy who'll make my fondest dreams come true, always come true. Now he needs $10 million in the bank. Please let me be frank. I'll go shopping down the avenue and drive on a Cadillac yellow and blue. I'll be the girl to give me all he needs in every way, every day. I'll be the girl to show him how to feel so gay. Come on, May. With pizza, mozzarella, pasta, sugar, stracciatella, serve this style for a king. With baci, carezze, so ma tenerezze, he'll have everything. Shopping down the avenue and driving a Cadillac yellow and blue. I'll be the girl to give you all he needs in every way, every day. I'll be the girl to show him how to feel so gay. Come on, May. With pizza, mozzarella, pasta, sugar, stracciatella, serve this style for a king. With baci, carezze, so ma tenerezze, he'll have everything. Oh yes, he'll have everything.
I've spent all my life in the USA. The other day, I was thinking about how little recognition is given the black citizen of our country. I'm white, and I'm glad, because I don't know if I could have done what the black man's done. The job of growing from the slavery in our history books to fight the pressure from the back of the bus, to go through the problems of finding a restaurant to feed you, or a water fountain when you're thirsty, a bed in a motel when you're tired and need to lay down, no school for your kids, nothing for your wife but washing and ironing, and that hurts so much. Because every man loves his family and wants to grow, wants them to grow, wants a future better than the past. I don't think I could have done it. Think a minute. Could you, with nobody's help and all that against you, could you be a doctor, minister of your own church, a lawyer, a Supreme Court justice, a teacher in one of our great universities, president of your own company, mayor of one of our great metropolitan cities? The next time you laugh with Flip Wilson or Red Fox, Bill Cosby, the next time you enjoy the Platters, Fifth Dimension, Dionne Warwick, or Bill Withers, think, the father could have been a junk man, janitor, gardener, shoe shine, porter, or cook. The mother could have been a cleaning lady, maid, scrub woman, field hand, and sometimes there was no mother, no father at all. But the sons and the daughters have become teachers, senators, judges, councilmen, lawyers, doctors, ambassadors, engineers, mayors. And in 1974, the greatest home run hitter in the history of professional baseball is a black man. The highest scorer in the history of professional basketball is a black man. The leading ground gainer in the history of professional football is a black man. From the slave auctions to the Hall of Fame, from backwoods shanties to the Hall of...
Meanwhile, Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Now that it is officially December, Dime Store Radio Theater is flipping over to holiday programming mode to help keep you in the spirit all month long. This year, Dime Store Radio Theater offers holiday and date Christmas fun with original broadcasts aired again on the same date they were originally heard, but many decades later. As December rolls along, you'll find that Dime Store Radio Theater keeps up with the past to help put you more in the mind of a listener from broadcasting's yesteryear. This time, we have selected feature presentations for the entire month, offering romance, adventure, and seasonal tidings that will make you feel like you've been under the mistletoe all night long. This time of year is a terrifying and lonely torment on our minds and souls. So, let Dime Store Radio Theater be the guiding light this holiday season with simple distractions to help you pass the time. On our first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me... It's a holiday episode of Duffy's Tavern, featuring Dorothy Shea in... Missing Christmas Cards.
It's Wednesday night, so we take you now to Duffy's Tavern with our guest tonight, Dorothy Shea, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
It's our holiday and date, Christmas fun. Sit back and enjoy a mid-century masterpiece of holiday programming from yesteryear, from today's date. It's Dime Store Radio Theater's Holiday and Date Christmas Fun. What better way to celebrate the holidays on Sheena's Jungle Room and WFMU?
Duffy's Tavern, where they'll eat meat to eat. Eddie the waiter speaking. Oh, hello, Mr. Duffy. Now, I want to thank you for your Christmas present. That lovely cigarette lighter. Yeah, very thoughtful inscription, too. Close cover before striking. What? Mr. Archie? Well, he's in the back room brooding. Yeah, brooding. Well, with him, it's always one of three things. Money, women, or both. Huh? Oh, hold on. She's right here. Miss Duffy, telephone.
Thanks, Eddie. Hello, Papa. This is your daughter, Miss Duffy. What, Papa? Archie? Don't worry, he won't sulk for long. Not with Dorothy Shay coming here tonight. Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue hillbilly singer. Yeah. Sort of a cross between Hildegard and Judy Canova. What does she look like? Oh, brunette, beautiful figure, wonderful voice. You know, the kind that are a dime a dozen. Huh? Oh, all right. I'll see if I can find out what's wrong with him. Goodbye, Papa. Hey, Eddie, is Archie still in the back room?
Yeah, still in the back room.
What's eating him?
In that back room, it could be anything.
No, I mean, what's worrying him?
I don't know. It might be that newspaper article.
What article?
The one about the tax increase for people who make over $80,000 a year.
Yeah, but why would that worry him? He only makes $15 a week.
Yeah, but he claims it'll kill his incentive.
You know, I never saw him in a mood like this. It must be something serious.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's been awful quiet in that back room. You don't think he committed suicide?
On Papa's time, he wouldn't dare.
Well, let's see if we can get him out of there.
Okay. Archie! Archie! He won't answer.
I got an idea. Miss Archie! Guess what? The termites just ate up the health inspector.
Archie! Archie, surprise! The tavern's burning down.
I think I got one. Hey, boss, did you hear the news? Mr. Duffy just dropped dead.
Eddie, please quit trying to cheer me up. Look, you two, there ain't nothing nobody can do for me. I prefer to bear my anguish in silence. When a man finds out that he's been nurturing a serpent amidst his monks, and when that serpent turns on him like a viper, what is left but the protective wing of Nirvana? It's an old saying from Bartlett's quotation.
Miss Archie, what's all this about?
I ain't talking.
What's wrong with you?
Miss Duffy, I told you. I ain't talking.
Just like a man.
What do you mean?
At least when a woman has a secret, she's got the decency not to keep it to herself. Good night.
Look, Eddie. I'm a pretty decent sort, ain't I?
Uh-huh.
I go through life not hurting nobody, helping people when I can, don't I?
Well...
And what do I get? Retribution. Suddenly a thing comes along like this and it destroys me faith in human mankind.
For goodness sake, man, tell me, what is it?
I ain't talking.
Mr. Archie, please, out with it.
Well... It's my best friend, Clifton Finnegan.